following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. We're all full up. We've got our high school football preview coming up here in just about 10 past the hour. We'll talk to Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw in about 5 minutes or so. They are in the top 10. They have been sitting in that top 10 for quite some time over the last few seasons. We'll see how they rebuild after the loss of their a four-year starting quarterback who's at UNK in Tyler Schnitzler. Also, we're going to talk with Holdridge's Jason Hale in our last segment. He has been named the head coach of the Shrine Bowl, along with Arnie Johnson of Boone Central. And we'll talk with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires towards the bottom of the hour in our Loper Link. So that's our guest list for today. Love to hear from you if you want to be a part of the show at 888-455-ESPN. Bruce Furniture Fan Line is 888-455-3777. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us as always at ESPN Superstation or tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. Well, one thing that I just heard, started a little bit on the national scene here. I am rooting for Cabrera. I hope he doesn't. This injury, whatever it was, sustained last night against the Twins. Mm-hmm. I want to see him get the triple crown again, making him one of the greatest baseball players ever.
He's pretty easy to root for. You know, he just goes about his business, plays hard. I think his teammates like him, and I'm with you. I mean, I love having that player, kind of like Tiger Woods was and hopes to be again in golf, being that kind of central figure. It is great to have a player out there that's legendary. I remember taking my son to a football game, kind of a surprise thing when we went and watched Lopers play at Minnesota Duluth. Next day, the Vikings had a game, and we kind of surprised him by going. And at that time, Brett Favre was playing quarterback, and I said, you know, this is a legendary kind of quarterback. You know, this is you got to remember this moment that you get to watch him. Cabrera is one of those players in baseball, especially if he wins back-to-back triple crowns. Holy cow. Nobody's ever done that. No one has ever done that. Babe Ruth didn't do that. You know, so that would be that kind of legendary status that you go, you want to sit here and you want to just kind of soak in the greatness that is how he's playing ball.
So hopefully an injury that does not keep him, put him on the DL even, because even though you can be safe there in the batting average and maybe even the RBIs, you do got to get your swings if you're going to catch Davis from Baltimore for the home run lead.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, you can kind of protect a batting average by not playing for a while and just being eligible for that. But in terms of something that's a pure number, like RBIs and like home runs, you've got to get your cuts in. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to contend.
I think he's already now, this has made him a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, this isn't a blip on the screen. I mean, he's been a quality player for several years. I mean, but it's a resume builder. It's a resume builder. I mean, holy cow, you know, you win the Triple Crown, you know, MVPs. That's kind of a resume builder thing, absolutely. There's not that many guys that have been MVPs of league and not gotten into the Hall of Fame. I mean, we can find examples. You know, there's some examples out there, but that's a big part of a resume. That's a huge part of a resume, especially if you can do it two times in a row.
More preseason polls coming out. The Hastings College soccer team, men, ranked 13th in the country. Hastings College volleyball team, and we'll be discussing this with Matt Buttermore. They've got their practices underway, and again, this is a little while before their first game, but very unusual, even if they would have lost everybody on the team. They went 16-0 in the conference last year. This year they're picked fifth. Now, again, it's very close in the coaches' poll. Mm. But the NAIA National Top 25 has come out, and there's only two teams in the GPAC, and Hastings isn't one of them. And they were in the national quarterfinals last year. Midland is 13th, and Northwestern is 23rd. So a couple of things there. And also in volleyball, big vote this afternoon, Randy, and we had Ron Powell on the show from the Lincoln Journal-Star yesterday. Grand Island versus Lincoln for state volleyball. And this is not just if you're a volleyball fan or not. This is an economic boost for your community.
Oh, yeah.
A quick removal from Grand Island if Lincoln gets it back.
It would be a quick removal from Grand Island. But I think it's going to be difficult, even though, as Ron said yesterday, Grand Island hasn't done anything wrong. They've run a wonderful tournament. It is a unique set of circumstances in terms of the facilities that Lincoln is able to kind of put out there. I mean, that's awfully tough to compete with. You know, you can make the argument, I think you make a pretty strong argument, that the new revised Devaney Center is the best volleyball facility, bar none, in the country. I think most people think it's going to be number one in the NCAA. Well, who's better? You know, who's better than the Division I college volleyball in terms of there being a volleyball facility? You know, that is awfully tough to compete with. And then your backup plan is no longer Pershing. You know, it isn't a facility like that. Your backup thing is going to be Pinnacle Bank. Those are two facilities that are awfully, awfully tough to compete with. And the Heartland Event Center has been a wonderful venue for volleyball. It's been a great venue for that. It's just going to be very, very difficult for them to be able to compete with that.
So we'll see how the vote comes down this afternoon and how many years. Once and if it goes back to Lincoln, it's staying there for 25 years.
Those facilities aren't changing.
Yeah.
You know, those facilities aren't changing at all. You know, they're not. At what point does it go down to the point where it seems more competitive with what Grand Island has to offer? And I don't think Grand Island should feel bad if they lose it, because how do you compete with that? I mean, they went nuclear on you. You know, I mean, really. I mean, the facilities are some of the best in the entire country, and you lost to that. You know, I mean, sometimes you can do your very, very level best and do a great job, and it just isn't enough, and I think that might be the case here. I honestly would be shocked if Grand Island kept it.
We'll take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. That was our question yesterday. Midtown Mark, where do you think that the state volleyball tournament should be? Should the state volleyball tournament be in Grand Island, or should it be in Lincoln? And today's Midtown Mark Cooler question is, who's the favorite in the Big 12 Conference? Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, or TCU? A lot of people are high on Texas.
Yep, yep.
The people that aren't high on Texas are taking Oklahoma State. I don't think they're high on Oklahoma State. I just think the people, they're either high on Texas or they're on Oklahoma State. I've got a sneaky suspicion that Oklahoma is way too quiet. They always get too much pub. and now they're not getting any.
Yeah, and so, that's when they jump up and get you. The year they won the national title under Stoops, nobody really thought a whole lot about them. And, you know, think about that. That's a few years ago now. But that's when they kind of jumped up and were really, really good.
I'm going off the radar and taking Oklahoma. The Oklahoma-Texas winner will be your champion, but I'm going to take Oklahoma. You can vote now on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question yesterday, where should the state volleyball tournament be held? 58% said Grand Island. 42% said
Well,
Lincoln.
Where are we? I mean, where are we? I mean, I understand that, and I do. And it would be great in Grand Island. It would be great in Grand Island.
I just want to thank the Grand Island Chamber members for listening to the show.
There you go. Facility-wise, it's very, very tough to compete with that.
Let's get into our high school football preview today. We have been mostly taking care of our Tri-City schools, and we will continue to finish those out here before the season kicks off for some next week. For Kennesaw, they've got a little more practicing to do, and Craig Schnitzler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. And Craig, man, you look good on TV the other night. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
Oh, boy. I don't even know where to start with you, buddy, because there are so many things to talk about with Kennesaw, and I guess the word here is replacement. You have to replace Tyler, who has been a four-year starter for you. You have another Schnitzler that went down, as we had Bob Jensen on last week, and then you have the interesting scenario of one of the best athletes at the school, Michael Duffy, who says he's going to pursue an MMA career. So, at what point this summer did you know exactly what kind of football team you were going to have compared to the one you thought you were going to have in the spring?
Well, we went into middle of June. We went to Hastings College on a team camp, and you know, I thought we did a lot of good things with a lot of new kids. And going out of that, I thought, you know, this team has a chance to be pretty good and be competitive. And through the first week and a half of practice, they've shown that ability. Obviously, we lost some great kids a year ago to the senior class, and then losing Preston and Michael to an injury, and then just taking a different career route certainly have hit us. But our kids have really responded well, and I've been really pleased with the first week and a half.
Coach, your tradition has been very, very strong, and I think your leadership last year, your senior class, was good. How does that then junior class, now your senior class, how do they kind of approach kind of carrying that baton, moving it forward? Is that really a sense that you have to represent Kennesaw football very, very well? Is that a tradition that kind of helps feed itself?
Well, I you know, you'd like to think so. Success breeds success, and these kids have a good attitude. They're focused. The seniors are not a rah-rah group, this group that we have in now, but they lead by example, and they've got a good work ethic, and hopefully those things will help carry us, and they know how to win, and I think that's a big part of it. They know what it takes to be successful and what they have to do, and this summer we had a great workouts with them, and so that was good to see.
Talking with Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach at Kennesaw, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, you do have some returning starters. It's not like the cupboard is bare over there for you. It's just that a couple of the key places you have to replace are at quarterback, and I think you guys have come settled there.
Yeah, we have. You know, up front, we feel like we've got a really good group. We've got three starters back in Colton Blankenship, who'll be a senior at tight end, and he's about somewhere around 175, 180, and then we've got our two guards back in Evan Newton, about 230, returning as a starter at guard and also defensive end, and then Zach Edwards, who's pushing right around 250, who started at guard and was our starting nose guard. And then we've got a couple of sophomores that are really starting to come into their own, and they're big kids as well. Carson Woodman's about 6'2", 220, he'll be our center, and then Jacob Brunk will fill that other tight end spot, and he's about 205. So you know, we've got some young kids, and we've got some experience up front, and that's really where our leadership's going to have to come from, and that's always been our bread and butter anyway, our front five, opening holes for our backs. And then we've got some new backs with Trevor Burr coming in back as our quarterback, who missed out last year with a back injury, and he's looking really good. And then Jacob Ponick, who was a backup fullback a year ago, and then Austin Snitzler, who's coming off of last year, didn't from an injury, and so we, you know, we feel like we've got a good group. We've got some young kids. We obviously got to build some depth, and we don't have a lot of numbers to do that with this year. But overall, I've been really pleased with the kids, and we're improving.
Defensively, it seems like you have a lot of guys that really contributed for you last year, at least early on in the season. Is that going to be the side of the ball that you really kind of feel that you can hang your hat on?
Yeah, we feel that we've got a good group. We've got some good experience, and you know, some of the kids that'll be there asked to do a lot were backups, but they got a lot of playing time a year ago, and you know, our concern is making sure we've got enough DBs to cover all these spread offenses that we have. We feel like we've got the line up front to control people that want to try to run at us. We just got to make sure we've got enough kids ready to cover those three and four receivers that we're going to see at times.
Talking with Craig Schnitzler here at Kennesaw High School for another couple minutes before we send him back to the rigors of the day and classwork. But, Coach, I do want to ask you about Michael Duffy. Here's a kid that finishes the state runner-up at wrestling last year, and there's nothing wrong with him doing what he wants to do. It's just unusual. We talked about it with Bob Jensen when he co-hosted here a few days ago, that it's the first time that we've really ever heard a high school athlete doing that. Can you tell us more about what he's doing and how he's pursuing that and just kind of your thoughts on the whole deal?
Well, I don't know what he's all doing. I know he's training to compete in MMA, and he turns 18 here in the next month. And just, you know, something that he really wanted to do. And it's unfortunate for our football program because he was a tremendous football player for us the last 3 years and certainly would have been one of our big leaders going into this season. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, it was a path he chose, and you know, we've got to accept it, and we've got to move on, and we've got to focus on what we can do at this point with the kids we have, and I like what I see.
Does that mean he'll probably not wrestle at high school either this year?
That question I do not know.
Okay. Okay,
I think he plans on wrestling, but I don't know. That would be a question for Michael.
Well, I'm not going to flip him any crap. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You're training for MMA. We're going to show you that level of respect anyway. Coach, another thing is kind of unusual. You're playing Clifton Clyde, Kansas, a D1 school, a little bit larger school than what you guys are, second game of the year. You don't see a lot of Kansas schools, especially a Nebraska school that's as far north of the border as what Kennesaw is, and they're kind of outside the area. They're kind of an unknown entity. What do you kind of know about them? Obviously, you haven't done a whole lot of scouting just yet since they're game number two for you. But
right.
That's just, to me, that stands out in your guys' schedule as something rather unusual.
Well, it's certainly going to be a big game for us. It's a team we don't know much about, and they didn't have a lot of varsity games a year ago. I think they played four or five games total with some of the teams on their schedule. I don't know all the scenarios, but some of the teams couldn't play that they were scheduled to play, and so they just didn't get any ball games in. And again, this year they were looking for teams, and it just happened to work out. We lost Dorchester, who shut down their football program, and the NSAA called and said that, you know, it's Clifton Clyde, Kansas, is looking for a game. It works out in our schedule. It filled the same Friday that Dorchester did, and so it just worked out. Little I know about them, the tradition has been there in their football program, and they've got some good kids. They're going to play power football, so it'd be one of those smash mouth games with them, because you're going to see two teams that are going to double tight and just come after each other. So that'll be a lot of fun in that regard, and it's nice that they're coming here, so it worked out. It was supposed to be a home game for us. We had the officials hired, and so they were willing to come here. It's about a three-hour drive, so it's not a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this. Craig, the schedule opens up at Pleasanton next week. Pleasanton has taken their lumps here the last couple of seasons, but they got a lot of returning starters. And then you guys should have a very competitive district, not only you, but Shelton, Lawrence, Nelson, and Amherst. Plus, you've got number one Giltner on the schedule, so there's not a whole lot of easy contests out there.
No, there's no room for error, and our kids know that. They know that they've got to be focused every day. We've got to continue to get better, and certainly our schedule is going to challenge us, no doubt about it. But, you know, you play good teams, they're only going to make you better. So we've got to take that approach and just stay focused and stay on the right path.
All right, Craig, we'll let you get to class. We always appreciate chatting with you, and we look forward to seeing the Blue Devils on the field this fall.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Craig Schnitzler. He was running out of time. He did some Shrine Bowl work. I want to talk to him more about that. Plus, Jason Hale is going to talk about the Shrine here. Even my note here, I just didn't get to it. Too many notes. But he had class coming, so we had to let Craig go. But they're going to have an interesting challenge out there. They do get the bye week before Giltner, and then it's at Lawrence Nelson. And then in November, back-to-back weeks with Amherst and Shelton. So this is a football team that could go anywhere from 7-1 to 4-4, I would think.
Well, especially with that schedule. I mean, they are playing such a tough schedule. Can they beat Giltner? Absolutely. Can Giltner win that game? Absolutely.
No. I disagree. Okay. I never make those predictions on the air because I always like to see our high school kids do well. I think Giltner is loaded for bear. Jeff Ashby's on tomorrow.
Yeah, and they are. They're going to be very, very loaded. But at their place, you know, Kennesaw's going to have a fighting chance. I'll just say that. They're going to have a fight. Amherst, I think, is an intriguing team. They're going to be up at Amherst. They're a young team. And, again, Kennesaw's going to be a favorite in that game. But, you know, Amherst might be kind of a loose candidate. They got such a tough schedule. You know, Shelton in there as well. That's always a battle, as, you know, they're kind of neighbors and dating the same girls and all that stuff. They have a very, very interesting, very, very tough schedule. Well, come on. They see each other. I was going to say at the malt shop, but there hasn't been a malt shop since about 1970 anywhere. So point is, they know each other. They're pretty good rivals, and that's always a pretty good battle.
Coming up on the Doug and Geezer show.
I'm trying to find a good way to word it, is what I'm trying to do there.
We're going to go back to Randy's high school days when they had eight teams in the playoffs and they discussed things down at the malt shop.
Actually, I don't think I've ever been in a legitimate malt shop in my life.
Just
to be honest
killing
with you.
Me. Doug did a Randy Bushcutter as our high school football preview continued today with Kennesaw.
Same chat rooms just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. They have the same Twitter followers. That just doesn't sound right.
Jason Hale, Holdridge football coach at around 11:45. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires is going to join us here in just a few minutes. Folks, T&L Irrigation right now thinking about harvest. Can you already be thinking about harvest? Probably
we're
not
talking
quite
football,
yet.
But,
probably
but we're getting
not
close.
Quite yet because of the late planting season, but yeah, it's there. Your crops hopefully are where they want to be, and if they're not where they want to be, you're already thinking towards 2013 harvest time. Well, T&L Irrigation has that 2013 harvest special for you. You can save $5,200 on a quarter mile pivot and get the best water distribution for your crops during the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation or your local T&L dealer today, or go online to TLIRR.com. Get T&L's hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We've got a lot more coming up this week. We're going to be talking Husker football with our Friday recruiting news, but also Drew Sharp, the Detroit Free Press, who only rated two Big Ten teams, one of them being Northwestern, as an Associated Press voter. We'll talk with him. And being from Detroit, he didn't put Michigan or Michigan State in. We'll also be talking with Luke Huber tomorrow, fantasy football. We've got Carl Tesmer coming up from Hastings St. Cecilia, Jeff Ashby later this week in our preview for high school squads as well. Next week, we're going to be getting into everything from Silver Lake to Grand Island Central Catholic. So everything in between as we get ready for the start of the high school football season. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids, and the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months, and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Life moves fast, and you're a busy person, which means you don't have time for the problems a low credit score creates. So let's cut to the chase. A low credit score can be a serious drag. Whether it's disqualifying you for a line of credit or keeping your interest rates high, it can be incredibly frustrating. But at CreditRepair.com, we totally get it. With 15 years of experience helping people find solutions to their credit issues, we work with both your creditors and the credit bureaus to improve your credit score. Although your results may vary, our past customers have seen an average of 11 negative deletions from their credit reports in just 4 months. So call us at 800-594-5407.
CreditRepair.com went in, did their job, and I sat back. My goal is perfect credit, and I'm on my way.
Call CreditRepair.com at 800-594-5407 and let us get busy fixing your credit. Call 800-594-5407. 800-594-5407.
The Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And they go head-to-head in interleague action this weekend.
Diving Stan Pedroia, throw to first in time.
Can the Sox slow down Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers?
Hammered right center field. That is smoke head towards the bullpen. And that one is gone.
Dodgers and Red Sox, Saturday and Sunday, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As some sunshine develops across the area today, an isolated storm is possible by late afternoon. Otherwise, we'll climb to 94 for a high with south winds 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 67. I'm Paul Bradley. Right now, it's 81.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. UNK invites all students and community members to join UNK Athletics for a night of fun and entertainment, meeting the teams with Lopers under the lights. It'll be held Saturday from 8 to 10 at Foster Field. Admission is free. From 8 to 9, fans will be able to engage in a fan day atmosphere. And then afterwards, from 9 to 10, you'll enjoy a pep rally. The band will play. You'll hear from the coaches of the fall sports as well. And this has been an award-winning event for UNK. Central Missouri tops the MIAA women's soccer poll. UNK is number 8 out of 12, which is respectable. They're starting to move up, coming off their first winning season. We'll talk with Coach Masner on next week's Loper Link. They went 9-7-2 last year. The cross-country teams picked to finish 4th for the men, 6th for the women. That's exactly where they finished in the MIAA meet last season. Third-ranked UNK volleyball team will hold its annual blue-white scrimmage tomorrow at 3. The match is free and open to the public. Lasts about 2 hours, 5 sets to play, a couple to 25, 3 to 15, and you'll get to see the outstanding coaching skills of our next guest, Rick Squires. Morning, Coach.
Morning. How are you guys?
Are you going to wear blue or are you going to wear white?
Well, I try to sit about right in the middle, and then about halfway through each game, whichever team's ahead, I kind of wander down toward that side.
Well, official practice just began on Monday, and the first competition will be the weekend of September 6th and 7th. A lot of accolades have been put on your Loper team, 3rd in the country, picked to win the MIAA. That's a good place to be, isn't it?
Well, I guess so. I mean, there's things that come along with that as far as, you know, maybe a little higher expectations and so forth. But most coaches would tell you, me included, that you'd rather be in that situation than, you know, a team that has yet to earn any respect. And certainly we've been fortunate enough that we've earned enough respect, and we had a year last year and enough players returning this year that they've decided to go ahead and make the bullseye a little bigger. And that's something that I think most of our players are used to, even the ones who haven't been here before come from programs where that's pretty commonplace. So hopefully we can live up to the hype.
Well, you're bringing back all Americans, but you also lost a couple. I guess the one that stands out in most people's mind, because your setter is kind of the quarterback of the team, Jenna Rose, her graduation, and Ariel Krolikowski, outside hitter, her graduation, couple of All-Americans. I think you're pretty deep as one reason why there's so much respect for your team. How do you replace those two ladies that did such a great job for you?
Well, I mean, it's going to be hard, and they were both unique players. Obviously, Jenna, in that she was a 6-1 setter, and you don't see that at this level very often, and she had two outstanding years and led us to two of the best years we've had in a long time. And so I don't know that you just run right out there and pick another Jenna Rose off the setter tree. We'll try to do it a little bit differently with probably with Erin Seeley. It's not completely determined yet, who has her own skill set and I think can do a number of things successfully, and she'll be a sophomore this year. Got some good experience last spring, and came into camp ready to go, and so far has looked like somebody who can continue the long line of outstanding setting that we've had here. And Ariel being one of those that is a 6-rotation outside hitter who played defense, serve received, was one of our best blockers, one of our leading hitters. And so those people are hard to replace. So fortunately, we've got some talent on the roster, and even though some of those things maybe aren't completely solved yet, it looks like we have some options, and players are working hard. And, even if it's done a little bit different way, we hope we can still have a similar result.
Do have some breaking news here in the middle of our volleyball talk, and it is about volleyball. The Nebraska School Activities Association has made their recommendation just a few minutes ago, and Lincoln will get state volleyball for 3 years, a three-year contract beginning in 2014. So 2014 through 2016. But as we said at the top of the broadcast, you just will make it a 25-year contract because it's not going anywhere else. Coach, any thoughts on it? You've been to both of them.
Well, I think that, first of all, Grand Island has done a tremendous job hosting the event. It was, in a lot of ways, nice to see somebody else get an opportunity. And sometimes when you've had something for a long time, you kind of take it for granted. And that may have been the case a little bit in Lincoln toward the end. And maybe that's why somebody else got an opportunity, and Grand Island really embraced it, and there was really good enthusiasm there, and I thought it was an excellent event. And but I have no doubt that, you know, maybe with a few years not hosting it, the folks in Lincoln might appreciate it a little bit more this time around. And, state volleyball in Nebraska is going to be really outstanding wherever it is. There's such tremendous enthusiasm for it. And the other thing that, having been not really in the mix of those things, but having kind of watched the process work, there are a lot of politics involved with it that probably a lot of folks don't know about. And it is, if nothing else, it's interesting to watch the process unfold. And so however things work and whatever the political process is that goes into it, Lincoln found a way to wrestle it back, and you're probably right. It's going to be there for a while.
Well, let's get back to your ball club here, and fairly or unfairly, when we talk Loper volleyball, it's not so much anymore about talking about your team because everybody just expects the Loper volleyball team to be great. It's about the competition, and 6 of the 8 teams in the central region are there again this year in the top 10 of the rankings, or top 8, however that shakes out here. It's not going to be any easier, but can you let the fans know, can Concordia, we thought Concordia St. Paul might be able to get caught last year. They actually got beat a few times, but who's up, who's down? Is everybody going to be just as strong?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of the usual suspects, with the Central Missouris and Washburns and Duluth, and Wayne State's got a heck of a team this year, and, you know, a number of the NSIC teams. The word is that, there could be a chink in the armor of the 6-time defending national champions, but, we've heard that before, and until somebody proves that, we're still all chasing the Golden Bears, and, you know, we've had a few cracks at them, and played some matches that we thought were winnable, even though we couldn't get over the hump. And so we'll see. They're a championship caliber team, and until somebody proves otherwise, we'll give them their respect, and they've certainly earned that. But I think this year everybody probably feels like at least the top 8 or 10 teams feel like they've got a chance to make a run at it. And in our region, it's no small task just to get to the NCAA tournament. As a matter of fact, it'll be a little bit more difficult this year because the new conference, the GAC, is going to have now an automatic bid with their tournament. And most likely that team is not going to be nationally ranked. No disrespect to their conference. They've got a few good teams, and I think we played their champion last year, or one of their top two teams. But those are teams that more than likely would have a tough time getting in the MIAA or the Northern Sun. But they're going to take a bid, and now there's 7 up for grabs, where last year there were 8. So still tough sledding.
Coach, when you look at the MIAA poll, there's you, Central Missouri second, Washburn by 1 point finished third. So really there's a big gap between those top three and the rest of the conference. Is it fair to say that it is kind of top heavy a little bit, the rest of the conference, or is it pretty solid? And does that help you get ready for that regional tournament?
I think it's more solid than a lot of people realize. I look at somebody last year like Emporia State, who had us in a world of trouble up here early in the season. We escaped in a 5-set win. They were a team that belonged in the NCAA tournament and would have been had they not been in this region. There's a few other teams, a Pitt State, who just really had kind of a tough year last year, has the talent to be a top 3 or 4 team in our league, and certainly if they get a little confidence, they're one of those teams that can beat anybody on a given night. Northwest Missouri is an up-and-coming team. Fort Hays is getting a whole lot better. Central Oklahoma has a tremendous new coach who's going to be in his second year now. So, it's a league where anybody can get you, and I think that's both a positive and a negative. The positive is if you can make it through the gauntlet, you will have been tested. And I think we experienced some of the results of that last year when we did get into the NCAA tournament. We were ready to play, and we had played high-level competition all year. So, if you can survive it, you're going to be in good shape.
Talking here for just another minute with Coach Rick Squires, Loper Volleyball on our Loper Link. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule. You'll get to host your fall classic September 6th and 7th. William Jewell, Shadron State, Black Hill State, who has been a good program, but I don't think that they are ranked in the preseason top 25 this year, South Dakota School of Mines. And then later in the year, you make a trip out to Connecticut and New York to play some teams in the early portion of October.
Yeah, our schedule is interesting this year for sure. One of the things that we have found difficult, especially this season, was with the a fewer games actually in the MIAA than we have played in the RMAC in recent years, we had more non-conference dates to fill, and it was tough filling them. The RMAC can't play you outside of the first two weekends because they're playing conference, and then there's just not a whole lot of other teams available who are Division II. So we had to search long and hard to find matches, and one of our options was to go out east and play a couple of those teams, and we get to play an Elite Eight team from last year in New Haven and a couple of other teams from out in that area that have had some success, so that'll be interesting. For the first time ever, we're going to the Premier Tournament out in Denver, hosted by Regis and Metro, which was a tournament that we just didn't want to participate in when we were in the RMAC and see all those teams again or go to Denver again. But it's probably the best early season tournament in the country, and folks like Concordia and Southwest and Duluth and Central Missouri will be there. And it's kind of an invitation-only tournament. So, that's one of those that a good team could go 1-3 or 0-4. I remember a year Truman went out there and went 0-4 and ended up in the Elite Eight. So it's one of those tournaments where you'll get some really good early season competition. And those things are good because as we transition into our third year into the MIAA, we're going to a 22-game schedule, and that will only leave really two open weekends, the first two weekends, and no room for non-conference after that. So this is kind of our last year to experiment a little bit.
We don't have one of those stupid jamborees this year, do we?
We do not.
Thank goodness. All right, Coach. We've got a lot more to talk about when the season rolls around, but thanks for giving us a preview here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this season.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Rick Squires.
Thanks, Rick. Good luck.
Head coach, UNK Volleyball, ranked third in the country, and that wraps up our Loper Link. Don't forget they do scrimmage tomorrow at 3. You can go. It's free, and it's open to the public at the Health and Sports Center. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans.
That thing tomorrow was early, and I don't mean on the calendar. I mean early in the day. But they're going to be playing enough that I think when people get off work, it'd be a good place to run, because they're guaranteeing five sets. So they're going to play around.
Like, you can't get there at 3.
Well, you know, I got stuff to do, Doug. I got stuff to do.
We've got emails to get to, and as we said, the state volleyball tournament is going back to Lincoln starting in 2014. Just your thoughts. If you've got a thought on it, Facebook us, email us, call us. We'll be back with more after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Enter to win the WWE Meet a Champion sweepstakes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. One lucky winner will be chosen to meet a WWE superstar and attend the December WWE event. Pick up a game card today at O'Reilly Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. Visit meetawwechampion.com or O'Reilly Auto Parts for complete rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine develops across the area today, an isolated storm is possible by late afternoon. Otherwise, we'll climb to 94 for a high with south winds 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 67. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 81.
We're gonna party like it's the end of the world. We're gonna party like it's
sorry, Damon Day. It only lasted one day. Sorry. Sorry,
not
David.
Not even a whole day.
Sorry, David. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter.
This is fixing that geezer factor I had earlier.
Doug and Geezer
that.
Show. I'm going with it every Wednesday. Folks, don't forget that next Wednesday, this is our last Wednesday in studio until December. because we will be doing our Husker lunches every Wednesday. It begins next Wednesday at the Plottage in Grand Island. Sean Callahan on hand, and you can make your reservations by contacting GI Home Federal if you would like to join us for next week's first Husker lunch. And then the remaining Husker lunches beginning on September the 4th will be in Kearney at Cunningham's Journal, and we are looking forward to being there. We'll do the show, and Steve Sippel and Sean
no Gallagher reservations there. Required there.
Yeah, you just come on in, park your spot wherever you want it, and enjoy some great food at Cunningham's starting on September the 4th. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Sue chimes in. Question, why is hosting the high school football championship at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln an issue with the Big Ten and creates recruiting issues, but hosting the high school volleyball championship at the Devaney Center in Lincoln won't create the same situation? Just a thought. Sue, I think...
That's a good question.
Well, I think what Sue means is the Shrine Bowl can't be held at Memorial Stadium anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not this high school football championship.
Right. But, I mean, yeah.
But that's what her email says. So the Shrine Bowl can no longer be held at Memorial Stadium because Division I, not the Big Ten, but Division I NCAA has said you cannot have all-star competitions on the, whether it would be, say you can't have an all-star game at Devaney or now at Pinnacle. You can't have an all-star high school game at Pinnacle. You can't have the Shrine Bowl. You can't. That's why they play all those all-star games at Lincoln North Star now. You can't do it on a home venue, whether it's in Lincoln or whether it's, you know, Kansas doing it in Lawrence or, you know, pick the school, because they think there might be some kind of a recruiting hype there. And again, as I say, if you haven't made up your mind where you're going to school in July after you've graduated,
you haven't decided. Yeah.
So, Sue, I hope you get that. And it really doesn't. Then there's no point to the volleyball. There is no issue then. Yeah. I hope that answers your question, Sue.
Yeah, and that's a legitimate answer to that. But I mean, our point still kind of is. I mean, if it gives you an advantage in some way or another, doesn't bringing in your theoretically best volleyball players, best football players, best basketball players into the Division I arena, it's kind of that same kind of concept. And it, you know, it starts with football, because not most places where you have Division I programs, they're pretty good. I mean, let's look at the SEC. There's very, very strong competition for people from Alabama that might play at either Auburn or Alabama. If the state championship game is always played at Alabama's home field, that gives them an advantage when it comes to recruiting in some ways. So they really look at that a whole lot more. And let's face it, the real money sport in college athletics is football, so they kind of start with football when they look at that stuff.
Well, we welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show as we move on here. A little more high school football with the Holdridge's Jason Hale. He joins us here. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, named yesterday a Shrine Bowl coach for 2014. And Jason, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a great honor to be able to coach in the game, and I'm excited for the opportunities.
Well, whether it was a call or whether it was a letter, and again, once you've been an assistant coach, I guess you kind of always hope that someday you'll get that call or letter that says, would you like to be the head coach? What was your initial reaction?
Well, I was an assistant in 05, and you're right. It's one of those things that the experience was so great initially, that you always look for the opportunity to be able to do it again as a head coach. And when they called me a couple weeks ago and asked me, I didn't think twice. You know, it's something I've been looking forward to and excited to have the opportunity. And I definitely told them it was an honor and I'd love to do it.
Coach, kind of a two-part question. Were you kind of around last year's game when it came to Kearney? Have you heard anything about the change in the environment and the change of the venue?
You know, I did not see the game. It was my initial intention to go because I wanted to see, you know, how it would be received in Kearney, but had other commitments. But everybody I've talked to said it was fantastic. It was a poor weather day. Not one of those ideal football days that you look for, and still the place was near capacity. So I think they've done a nice job promoting it there. People came out and supported it, and I know they're under contract for a couple of years. Hopefully it's another great year this year, and they'll look at keeping it there.
talking with Holdridge football coach Jason Hale. He's going to coach the South Shrine team in 2014. The game is June 7th at Foster Field. Jason, going through the experience the first time from a football standpoint, did you learn some things that you were able to use at Holdridge High School, and what will you take from that experience as you get ready to be the head coach?
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed from our schedule is they've shortened it up a little bit. So getting any team ready in a 9 or 10 day span, the way coaches want them to be ready, you know, is a little bit difficult. But you are talking about the best players in the state of Nebraska. As far as what I picked up from it, you know, is just some ideas on how to run those workouts, and it was a great experience for me. The Shrine trip, all those kinds of things, it made that experience fantastic. But on June 7th, we want to go out and with the team we have and win a football game. And so how to organize your time, because there's a lot of distractions during the week. I had the good fortune, along with Marty Kaufman from Westside, to co-coordinate the offense. So we got to bring some of our, you know, the things we do and some of our philosophies, and we kind of meshed them. And in that sense, I learned a lot from him and picked up some things. But the biggest thing is how to go about running the week, how to schedule your days, things like that, so the kids can get the most out of the experience, but we're ready to play come June 7th.
Jason, obviously you don't have to worry at all about fundamentals, but it always seems to me that defenses who react are just always so further evolved than what offenses, because offenses, you kind of have to get that timing down. How do you try to do that? You mentioned being co-offensive coordinator back in 05. How do you try to – it's very difficult to get that to be a finely oiled, well-timed machine. How do you try to build that?
Yeah, when I got the call to do this, you know, I'm on the verge of starting my own season, so I haven't had a ton of time to think about it. But I had some times to, you know, contemplate how excited I am about it and what we would do. You know, my biggest thing about the Shrine Bowl is, just like you said, defenses seem to be a little bit further ahead. The defense is very limited in the Shrine Bowl. They're basically told, you know, you have to run one specific defense, very few adjustments out of it. You have great athletes playing in that defense, and the offense can come in and kind of give its, you know, its own signature on it every year. And that's the biggest chore, is how do you mesh all these kids to do that. You know, we're going to try to run, you know, our offense. You know, it's going to be my only chance to do this, or my last chance to do this. So I want to kind of put my thumbprint on it a little bit. And, you know, my chore once our season's over is to kind of pare down some of the things that we do that will hopefully make for an exciting offensive game. You know, I'd like to see these games be a little more high scoring and exciting for the fans, and really showcase the types of great players that we have in Nebraska.
Yeah, just another minute here with Jason Hale, Holdridge head coach, who's going to be a head coach in the Shrine Bowl. Arnie Johnson of Boone Central will be the coach on the north. We'll kind of bridge the gap here, because as Coach said, usually this announcement doesn't come until after the high school football season, and you kind of can ask a little more pointed questions. But as we bridge the gap from this to your high school season, it's always nice if you can take at least one of your own players to the Shrine Bowl with you. You think you might have a senior or two that'll have that opportunity?
You know, that's kind of been tradition, you know, and I think I have a couple kids that are quality kids, but I think everybody does. You know, when you get 150 to 200 nominations, that's always the biggest chore. There are going to be kids left out that you don't want left out, or that coaches don't want to see left out, and a lot of that has to fit offensive schemes and stuff like that, but. You know, I'm hoping, you know, as the year plays out, that I have I have some deserving kids, and we can make that leap. You know, that has been a tradition. Since I coached last, they've added two assistant coaches to the game, and the new tradition for that is the head coach gets to bring one of his assistants also. So that's going to be a pretty special deal for me, is also that one of my assistants, Chad Bailey, will be. We'll be able to experience that game as well. And then, you know, and then a good majority of my time prior to our season starting was to make a lot of phone calls and emails and things like that to schools and find the most, you know, the guy who I thought felt fit best into our, what we were going to try to do from another person's staff, you know, when you don't know all these guys. So that was kind of hectic, you know, before we got started, but we got all that in place, and now we'll just kind of focus on our own season and how all that plays out. But, you know, I'm excited for that late November, early December when we'll really start taking a look at all this.
Well, let's focus a little bit on the Dusters. 2-7 last year, but you're bringing back seven starters on both sides of the ball. Obviously, expecting a lot more from your team this year than what you got last year. What is going to be the strength for you guys?
Well, we are expecting more. You know, we and in my opinion, we probably have eight starters returning because Brendan Kreitzer would have been a two-way starter, broke his leg during preseason camp, and looks fantastic this year. Is doing a great job. So, I mean, we have a lot of experience back with, you know, 21, 22 lettermen as well, something like that. You know, that's definitely a plus for us. But, you know, winning breeds winning, and some of these kids are coming off a sour taste. And, you know, our job this fall is just to build some confidence so that they know they can be successful, which we know they can. You know, we're areas that we struggled in the past, we're up front. You know, we've been limited with our linemen. We've offensively and defensively in depth across the board, but I think all of those areas have gotten better. We're seeing a huge, significant change with the depth on our offensive line in particular. I think we're a little more athletic. We've had our best summer in my 15 years here, I think, that we've had as far as commitment to, you know, our conditioning and weight room programs, things like that. More and more of our kids are doing things year-round, which I think is important. And I think all that's going to pay off. We have a solid group, great kids, work hard, and they want to be successful. And I think we're going to see that this season.
Well, Jason, we'll let you get back to work there. Just wanted to say congratulations on the great honor of being the Shrine Bowl head coach, and we look forward to chatting with you more when we get closer to the game next year, and hopefully things go well for the Dusters this fall.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Jason Hale, Holdridge head coach, joining us here. Going to take care of the Shriners. I'll wait till we get a little bit closer after this season before we start to analyzing his assistant coaches. Like Carly Wells. I have to get a shock collar for that guy. Moving down to Perkins County after having a lot of success at Elgin, a broken bow kid, great coach in his own right. One thing I did notice, though, Randy, and again, there's questions that when we talk later on down the road, when we actually talk Shrine, when you get to rosters and things like that, there's noticeably this is the fewest Class A coaches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm just starting right there. I don't know if that many Class A coaches have already been involved or if it was just a little changing of the guard this year, but Mike Huffman, Bellevue West, Jared Meisenberg, Omaha North, Rob Mason, Bellevue East, and they're not really listed as the top assistants either. So
it's almost like they're token. You know what I mean? It's almost like they're the token coaches because you're right. I was really kind of struck by that because usually there is, in a short list, one of them's a Class A coach quite often. You know, so I was struck by that too. I thought that was rather interesting.
Take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Be back to wrap it up after this.
Do you ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss all the great values during the Deals, Deals, Deals event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Bikes and all the gear you need for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding on sale now at PerformanceBike.com. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and see.
The Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And they go head-to-head in interleague action this weekend.
Diving Stan Pedroia, throw to first in time.
Can the Sox slow down Yasiel Puig and the Dodgers?
Hammered right center field. That is smoke head towards the bullpen. And that one is gone.
Dodgers and Red Sox, Saturday and Sunday, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's gonna take a lot more than that H2O to make this guy sing. Let me tell you that right now. It has not dawned on me that this is the last free weekend for the next 6 months. Basically, this weekend, it has not really dawned on me that yet. I have plans, and I'm looking forward to those plans. But it is
I'm even filling up this weekend with sports stuff. I'm going to the Royals game on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Jimmy was talking about going down. Is it the Nationals?
Nationals. Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm filling it up. So now you're right. I don't have to worry about weekend plans until March sometime.
And all I can
I'm
say
good.
Is, come on, Casey, just hang in there. Don't put the carrot out in front of us.
All they got to do is have that streak where they get hot again. And again, they don't need to win 12 in a row, but they get that nice little hot streak. I mean, come on. I mean, they're within striking distance. They're interesting.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
And you know what? They're a year or two away. Look how young they are. You know,
tired of hearing that, Randall.
Well, true. They're showing signs of some maturity, and they're heading in the right direction. Are they heading in the right direction or not? You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Are they getting better?
Well, they have to be getting better. They're winning more games. They're getting better.
They're getting better. I understand what you're saying.
With a lot of no-names.
Yeah, but why are they no-names? Why are they no-names? Because the Yankees are on every other game.
But somebody jumped me the other day saying, why did the Royals trade away Will Myers? And he's going to be the rookie of the year, possibly, for Tampa Bay. Of course, they got Shields in the trade, and that's worked out. But,
yeah.
There you go. Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Again, folks, time is running out. They've been telling you most of the summer that they're going to be drawing out for a pair of season tickets to the Huskers. They do that this weekend. All you have to do is like them on Facebook. Doesn't cost you anything. They don't bombard you with a bunch of junk. They just want you to know what deals they have going on, and it's a good way to keep in touch in case there's a great deal on a vehicle, in case there's something coming on. Maybe you need new tires. They've got a tire special. Maybe you need a little engine work done on. They'll give you a coupon to help you do that. Maybe you just want to look at the great inventory at thinkmidway.com because every Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac is on the lot. They always take your trade in, whether it's one of those or not. And it doesn't even have to be that vehicle for them to work on it. As we've said before, their top-of-the-line maintenance crew continually keeps up to date on all makes and models so that when it is time to make that next purchase, you know you can trust the gang at Midway. They're always smiling when they're driving a vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership. Like them on Facebook and sign up to win those Husker season tickets. The winner will be announced on Sunday.
Sunday.
Are we eligible? Are we eligible?
Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, I've registered. I just don't know if I'm eligible.
Hell yeah. By the way, I saw in a tweet yesterday that there's a new IFL team coming into the tweet via Facebook.
Okay. Oh, okay. Facebook. I was worried about you again, picking up some technology made this century.
I'm getting closer to having to cave to that, only from a work necessity standpoint when we're doing high school games, passing along our scores to everybody, which is great. Everybody wants to know how everybody else is doing. Hey, I'm at the Pleasanton game. How's Loomis doing? Hey, I'm at the Kearney High game. How's Kearney Catholic doing? Hey, I'm at the Adams Central game. How's Hastings High doing? You know, people are interested, and so we're going to continue to do that when our season kicks off next Friday the 30th. But a new IFL team coming in, Nebraska Danger, Bemidji, Minnesota. Looks like they're joining the league. And I did catch this. And we don't even have it up on our Facebook page yet because I didn't haul Jeffrey in here to do that. Some sporting good spot in Lincoln. I don't know how they convinced him to do it.
Oh, with T.O.?
It's classic.
Yeah.
That's just classic. I mean, and it's not...
New employee.
Yeah, we got a new employee we're training, and here comes T.O., puts on the headset. Price check on the number 80 jersey. That is just... You know, people like that, you just don't see.
And at the very end, there's that long line because you know he's not your greatest checkout clerk ever. And, yeah, it was funny.
It is so great. So great. So you might run across that as well. And it's like a five-second bit that T.O.'s even in there, but...
It's the best 5 seconds.
Fun to see that kind of thing. Okay, we want to thank our high school football coaches, Jason Hale from Holdridge, who's going to be coached in the Shrine Bowl, and our high school football preview today with Kennesaw's Craig Schnitzler, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, for all joining us today on the show. Tomorrow, our high school football preview takes us to Giltner with state championship coach Jeff Ashby. We'll also be talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. It's time, folks. We know your fantasy football draft is going to be taking place in the next 2 weeks. If you've got questions, you can fire them off to us. You can email us. You can tweet us. You can Facebook us. Any of those ways. Get us your email questions, and we will, or your fantasy football questions, we'll get them to Luke tomorrow. Also, the Big Ten Network has completed their tour of all 12 spots during fall, and we hope to chat more about that tomorrow as well. So, Randy, enjoy the Royals, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see you tomorrow. On the Doug and Daddy Show again, breaking news today. The state volleyball tournament will move back to Lincoln starting in 2014. That coming down within the last hour. 2013, still here in Grand Island in the fall. And then a 3-year contract back to Lincoln for 2014 through 16.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.